Okay. Zeichen nicht mehr, dass der Schäne, was ihr schon fallen. Okay, wir wollen sagen. Continuing Chazara. We are on page 4 in the Chazara packet. Question 26. Packet of Bays. Kein divrei Tosfos Yishonim b'inyan Issur Rechitza b'Yom Kippur. So the Tosfos Yishonim says he wants to suggest that ein Issur Rechitza min HaTorah Rechitza is called Gufo. In other words, some Rishonim hold that all the Inuyim except Achil and Shvi are only Drabana. But Tosfos Yishonim said, no, they're all Daraisa, but it's only a Daraisa if it's the whole body. So if it's not the whole body, like you're walking through the water, but you're not going with your whole, your face is not in, then it'll only be Drabana. That's why a Melech Vekala are allowed to wash their faces, because they're only washing their faces, it's not the whole body. So if it's not the whole body, then it's only a Drabanan. And then once it's a Drabanan, then there could be a leeway to be Mekel in certain situations. But when you go into the mikvah, that's going to be a Shaila of a Daraisa. So that's why the issues are the greater stakes. So that's why we have to, you know, like we're machmir not to let a woman b'zman hazeh go into the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even though the Gemara says it's mutter, but it's not tefillah b'zman anymore. It's not taras b'zman hazeh. And then we were talking about balkeri, whether balkeri is allowed to go. But once you do speaking about the mikvah, then you're speaking about a daraisa. So that's the Tosfos Yishonim question 26. 27 is tein divrei harokeach. So the Rokeach here on page 4 says Miktsas Gufo. So he's arguing with Tosfos Yishonim. Because he says even Miktsas Gufo is Aser. Unless it's Meluchlach Betit. And then he quotes the Psikta, Uvacha Yurchat V'mochem Tzanua. Yeah, the Psikta you can see here on page 5 and 6. He says, Ramdein Rabbeinu Misha Ro Keri B'Yom Kippur. He says, Rochetz Kedarko. So you could be Rochetz. You could be Rochetz. So the Psikta says you could be Rochetz. Mishra Keri B'Yom Kippurim. Kach Shono Mishra Keri B'Yom Kippur. Rochetz Kedak B'Yom Kippurim. And the Rokeach quotes this. Then we had the Shut Marash, the Beis Halevi. So he says, so he discusses also about being Rochetz.
He's a Levi. So he says, so he's washing the Kohanim's hands. So he wants to know, well, he has to wash his hands first before he washes the Kohanim's hands. He says that the Levi is supposed to wash his hands before. So the Levi also has to wash. And he says it's okay because it's not Hanah. It's not Hanah's Rechitza. So he says, that the Levi can wash too in Yom Kippur. And since he normally does it, it's not Rechitza Shel Tanuk. And then he washes the Kohen's hands. But even the Levi, the Marash, you see, he's a Levi, so he likes to give a truva about Leviim. So should Marash Levi a Levi, matters even the Levi. He says the fact that the Levi washes is not in the Gemara. It's only the Hagos Maimonim. So that was question 28. Tein divrei should marash Levi bin Yerkitz Yom Kippur that he's matter for the Levi. Tein divrei Zohar, the Zohar Chai. So the Zohar Chai is from the Kamarna. So he says that if a person saw Keri Yom Kippur night, he should go to the mikvah. Even though the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, don't say that. So he says, Zebi meim shasfarim lo tamu miolam tam tvil lahatbil. Because in those days, the Sfarim used to not go to the mikvah, the Sfaradic men. So they don't go to the mikvah during the year. What are we going to tell them to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur. Even though the Ashkenazim are Tovel on Erev Yom Kippur. So it could be that the Sfarim go on Erev Yom Kippur also, right? Sfarim go. But it could be in those days the Sfarim didn't go on Erev Yom Kippur. So certainly not on Yom Kippur itself. But he says today we're so makbid, some people are very makbid not to say any Dovr Shebekdusha without the mikvah. So he says, then you can go. So he's very strong about this. He says the fact that Beis Yosef and Ramah don't permit it, that it was only when the Sfardim used to not go. So why are we going to be make on Yom Kippur? Especially if a person's makbid that he always goes to the mikveh the whole year. So the Zohar Chai is Mako. That was question 29. The question 30, in the Shud Beis Yisrael. He was the Rav of Bezdin of Ohel, page 13. Ohel was where the Yismach Moshe was from. And he was the Av Bezdin in Bimei Hagon HaKadosh Yishol Kim Aram Bal Yismach Moshe. So the Beis Yisrael, this Beis Yisrael must have been, this is not the Gera Rebbe Beis Yisrael, but this Beis Yisrael must have been a very great person if he was the Av Bezdin in the time of the Yismach Moshe. We just did a Yismach Moshe in the Parsha packet the last, right? So he says, So he quotes the Rambam that you're not allowed to go on Yom Kippur. But he says, because we don't have Takana Zezra, Bisman Azeh, it's only a minag. But he says, Meigar Adina should be mutter. It's not Rechitza Shaltana. So apparently, he says that he writes a funny thing. He says, if the Tzibur knows that, I don't know how the Tzibur is going to know that he's a Balkari, but if the Tzibur knows, it's not Kovad Abrius, that the shots that is representing this Tzibur is a Balkari. Ain't the Kovad Abrius, the shots, because they is Paul, Hayom below Tvila. He called Israel Yom Tahor Melkim. I will below Yadu. But he says, if they don't know, then that he's a Balkari, then maybe he should not go to the mikveh.
He's announcing this?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what bewilders me as well.
How he goes to the mikveh, they'll find out.
Yeah. Bimidbo Adraba. After Jeshul Tanik Shem Spal B'Taras Aguf or Kopanim, Hagadna Shetzibur Enu Yodim. But if the Tzibur doesn't know, then he should follow the Shulchan Aruch. And if they know, then he could be Makel. I don't know how anyone knows anything.
He went to ask the Rosh to go to the Mikvah, and he asked a little too loud.
Yeah. But that's the Beis Yisrael. The Beis Yisrael of Ohel. That's where the Yismach Moshe was from. Aleph Vav Hei Ayin Lamed. Now what about the Atzei Chaim? The Atzei Chaim, I always like to quote the Atzei Chaim. He's the brother of the Tzamer Rebbe, right? He's also the father-in-law of the Kloisenberger Rebbe. What?
He's not the Hirsch?
Yeah, which is brother. So it's Atzei Chaim. So he says, no, he was killed. He was. What? Yeah. So he was from Siget, right? The Beirach Moshe was his son, and the two rebbes now, Rav Aaron and Rav Zalman Leib, were his grandsons. The Atzei Chaim. That's why we say.
He was killed or he died.
He died, okay, could be I was wrong. Could be I was wrong. Could be he died. Yeah, I think maybe you're right. Yeah, it could be that he died, that he wasn't killed. So I take that back. So he says, so someone wrote him a letter about going to the Mikvah Yom Kippur. He says, from his father. His father was the Kedushas Yontif. That was their father. Shatziva came in Kazer. Whereas he said that Yudavka should go to the mikveh in such a situation. He should do they do some tikkun for 30 days straight, so they say some tehillim and this and that.
Does this have to do with the end of the Gemara where it says that like you'll die within the year?
Yeah, so he says, yeah. Right, his family, the Kloisenbergers, I think his Hatzi Chaim's daughter and the kids were killed. But I think you're right. I don't think he was.
He died in 26 years. I looked it up after I checked.
So he died.
He died over a decade before the war.
Before the war, 26.
He died very young. Though.
He died very young, right? Well, right. So I take it back. He was not killed. He died very young. He was like what, in his 40s? What?
46.
46. Yeah. Then the Shevet Halevi. He gives a case where somebody, Yirei Shemayim, came to him. He saw Kerry. And he's supposed to be a Shliach Tzibur. And so he told him he could go to the mikveh. So he says that you can rely on the Rokeach. Right? As we saw the Rokeach. Who quotes the Psikta? Yom Kippur. Mutar Lircha Bal Keri Tovel Yom Kippur. So even though it's against the Shulchan Aruch and it's against the Rambam, but the bottom line is it's not Shulchanah. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam says you can't do it because you have no reason to go to the mikveh b'zman hazeh, because we don't have Tefillas Ezra, and you're not going to tie yourself anyway. So what's the heter? What's the iser? So Rav Sternbach, we've been quoting this Rav Sternbach several times on page 21. So he says, "Bzman hazeh be'etzem eino ela rechitza, rak yesh kavasa l'tzoch l'tar b'zah yisr." So he says, then what's the reason to Aser? The Rambam Asers. He says, Vishmai. So what's this? She means a rechitz of amarach l'tikun ein iser Torah. Aval b'zman hazeh be'etzem einu ela rechitz rak ha'yeshek kavanosel tzorach l'tayer ein b'ze iser yishlom shal yitir iser Torah b'nei she'en kavanosel l'tach ela shal ma'i segufa ein l'tanik dafka ein l'tayim ishe p'sig reishu v'vatel b'ze z'ina v'zem v'gedir iser hana alkei chazal lo yitir rechitz ela she'muchach l'tikun v'lo l'rechitz. In other words, it has to be muchach. In other words, you say you're doing it l'tikun, but it's not muchach l'tikun, because l'maisa, there's no did of tefillas Ezra b'zman hazeh, and we're not matar yourself, so it's not muchach. So when we said like the briskavor, you have to be able to label it as this is matahir for tefillah. So then we can label it, and it's muchach, then it's not lahana. But today, even though you're doing it because you want to be Tahar, but it's not muchach l'kach, because there's no din of Tzvilas Ezra. So we can't label. In other words, by default, everything is l'hana, unless it's muchach that it's l'tikun. Since we don't have a Tzvilas Ezra b'zman hazeh, so then, and we don't, and the fact that the guy is a Tomei Mei, so that's Pshat Rama. One second, but the others say that no. So why are the others makel? He says, "Vakayom tspasher mina mekamer mekomes da chasidim hashenayim shenzorim ma'od light tefila mechmir lo lispal bada." Since many people are makpin in this tefillah. So therefore, She killed her. So he says, so and he also was Mako, if it's going to be a big, big thing. They said, Tendere Rasag, Betfilis, the Erev Yom Kippur. Rav Sadia going. Has the idea of going to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur. To go to the mikveh like we do. So he says, that's what Sadigon, high time of bracha, he says you even make a bracha. Rav Sadigon says you make a bracha when you go to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe the pshat in the Kodesh of Sadigon is that even though the Takanas Ezra doesn't apply, that we can learn Davin without going to the mikveh if there's carry. But for Yom Kippur, I think like Rav Shechter mentioned sort of thing, but maybe the words for Yom Kippur, it never was nisbatel. At Yom Kippur, we should still have the din betara. He says, "Shalom Shanishal is at Takana Sesha." Well, Ezra was tired, right?
It was tefillah.
Well, doesn't the Rambam say that tefillah was a later thing?
Oh, tefillah was later.
Yeah. And then the question is, so that's Rav Sadia go. Erev Yom Kippur, you go to the mikveh and you make a bracha. So that Rav Sternbach says, so maybe Lagabe Yom Kippur, the idea of Tara is still there, so therefore, if a person has a Shasat Chak, he can even go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur itself. After davening, what do you need to go anymore?
I had 2 minutes before. I finished davening 2 o'clock. I have 5 hours left. Why can't I go to the mikveh? Same logic.
Right.
So why not? I want to be
Torah. Because you want to be Torah during the tefillah.
So he's back in tefillah.
Yeah. Okay. Then he discusses here, but maybe he needs to go to the mikveh because he's like the Kohen Gadol. The Shatz is like the Kohen Gadol. That's what Sternberg discusses. But he says that it's not really going to help because even if you go, you'll be still be a tefil yom. So if you go to the mikveh, the tahara is not completed till the evening.
Who says it's like the tahara? Maybe it's something.
No,
like
it's
and he says.
I'm not concerned about that.
But in Lamaisa, we don't make an exact comparison, as he says, because the kohen gadol has to be married.
Does the kohen?
So we try to get a person married, but it's not likuva.
Which mikveh is he
We had the discussion about Halicha HaTalmud HaJol Rav, that if you want to go visit your Rebbe on Yom Kippur, I told you, in those days, Yom Kippur wasn't a whole day of shul. Today it became a whole thing, shul, the whole day. It was 2 hours of shul, and then they had 10-hour break. It wasn't like, so you go visit your Rebbe, you go, right, they used to look for Shiduchim on Yom Kippur. You know, today I just feel with all the piyutim and people just won't know what to do if they if you give them 10-hour break. But how long does the davening in Yom Kippur really take if you don't have all the piyutim? My son Yisrael Pilchas says there's a minyan in Brooklyn. It's a Vasikin Grah minyan. So it starts Vasikin and it's a Grah minyan, and they don't say the piyutim. So he said, "Oh, he'd love to go to that minyan because he could be out by 10 o'clock." Yeah. So, but I don't let him go there. I don't know. The piyutim got more piyutim.
The mention of the printing press meant that, like, a piyutim stayed in the shul of the mechaber of the piyut. That was like a very big change.
Right. In other words, what Rabbi Kyle is saying is, Chora, the piyut was the bala piyut made it for his shul. He didn't make it for all of Klal Yisrael.
The services are shorter than the time of Rishonim. It would seem to the Rishonim that the services were much longer than we are today.
Why?
Because they were saying slave hosts. They said 13 rounds of slave hosts on chapters.
The Okay. So we're up to question 36. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with question 36, page 6, question 36 about the Talmud and the Rav. About are you allowed to go to your Rebbe on Yom Kippur, even though you're going to have to get yourself wet, go through the water to get to your Rebbe? Or could the Rebbe go to the Talmud on Yom Kippur, right? And this is a very interesting question. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue.